welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is indeed Don Goldberg. Arnie Gitomer is on vacation this week, but I do have Sam Forbes here with me, and I have Dr. Richard Podell with me, and we now have on the phone, as I promised, a special guest, Dr. Pappas. Dr. Pappas has been on our show several times in the past. He's the kind of guest that I really like to have. And the reason for that is that he knows what he's talking about, and he has the credentials to back it up. Dr. Pappas is, has spent many years as a director of research or something for Eastman Kodak or Kodak Company. He knows vitamin E from whatever direction you want to think of. He's the author of an excellent book, The Vitamin E Factor, that we have in the store. He's an adjunct professor at a couple universities, whatever. He's now president of Viasu, that has developed and is marketing certain vitamin E supplements that you heard us mentioning during the first hour. And just to give you another idea, he's also the editor of one of those books, published by the Chemical Rubber Company. You know, if any of you folks have ever looked at some of these books that the Chemical Rubber Company publishes, they're written by people in the field, designed to be read by other people in the field and priced accordingly. This was a book on antioxidants, and he was the editor of this book as well as contributing several chapters. So Dr. Pappas is a guy that knows what he's talking about when it comes to vitamin E, and maybe even a few other things for all I know. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Dr. Pappas.
Good afternoon, Don, and to everybody else there. Great to be with you again.
Okay. All right, look, there's a lot of things we want to talk about pertaining to vitamin E, and I guess I'm going to reluctantly start off talking about the repeating of some old news recently in the newspapers, the same study, sort of an extended version of a study that came out some time ago that implied that the vitamin E may not be the wonderful stuff that we hoped it was, and implied that it actually causes more harm than the benefit, and of course the popular newspaper press love to jump on something like that. Somebody showed me an article from the Daily News or something saying the author said that the lid has been nailed on the coffin for vitamin E. The study didn't say that, and really, as far as I'm concerned, the study's of very limited significance. But why don't you tell us, Dr. Pappas, just what should we take away from this most recent news about vitamin E?
Well, the focus on these studies were on the role of vitamin E on heart disease. And looking back, we know that we may have not always chosen the best form of vitamin E, but it focuses on the alpha-tocopherol. What came out of the HOPE-2 study is something that supposedly vitamin E increased the risk of heart attacks to a very narrow group of people with disease, and they were taking a lot of medications, and they have shown an increase there that has not been seen in any of the other studies. Actually, the authors point out that before we make any conclusions, we should really look into this further. And taking this along with the statement that has been made that in the Women's Health Study, we're talking about 40,000 nurses across the United States that were on the vitamin E for an average of 7 years or more, there has not been any negative effect on health, and we have not seen this effect in other studies. I think we should not really extrapolate this too far. Vitamin E has a very long record of safety. Approximately 22% of adults take vitamin E.
Safety is one thing, but you know, it seems like every other week a new study comes out talking about the benefits of vitamin E. I mean, most recently there was a study, I think, about prostate cancer. There was a study about Alzheimer's disease. There are so many. If you take your book, your vitamin E factor book, it's just filled with all these positive studies. Why does the focus so easily get switched from all this overwhelming evidence of positive effects to these one, like, possible negative effect?
Well, I think the people that really did the studies know how to make a good press release, and the fact that it was published in JAMA. But when I talk to people, I tell them two other examples, Don, that by old age, when I first joined Eastman back in the 70s, we were looking at the omega-3 fatty acids, and the prevailing opinion of that time was that the omega-3 fatty acids are useless and may even cause some harm. And look where we are now. The American Heart Association recommends the omega-3s. The FDA approved a health claim, approved a health claim for the omega-3. So it takes time to understand and to do all the studies to get the complete picture. Same thing with vitamin C. Not long ago, we were hearing that vitamin C hardens the arteries. We heard that vitamin C causes arthritis, and now we know that that's not correct. So we go through those. Unfortunately, for vitamin E, has been really bad the last year.
Well, actually, not really, because, I mean, you touched on something a few moments ago. As part of this learning process, in my opinion, what we've come to realize is that there is a difference between what we used to look. We used to think that the synthetic DL form of the alpha tocopherol was the biological standard. That's what the FDA set up as the standard. Then we thought, well, okay, the natural alpha form may be more potent than we originally thought, but it was still focused on the alpha form. Now, as I understand it, we're starting to realize that some of the other isomers of vitamin E, like the gamma tocopherol and the tocotrienols, may be more important than the alpha form, and maybe that's the reason. Maybe what's happening is part of an appropriate learning process here, where we're starting to realize what the best way to take vitamin E is.
Absolutely right. And looking at the heart disease, which has been the focus of this research, the prevailing theory that was before it was the oxidation of the bad cholesterol and the alpha tocopherol. We thought was important one, and that was selected because it's the most common form. Now we know and have been shown that inflammation, we talk about C-reactive protein, is probably more important for heart disease. Well, we know that gamma tocopherol is the strongest anti-inflammatory of the family. We know that tocotrienols have an important role in terms of the cholesterol. So the fact that we are learning this, we will find out that probably a form of vitamin E, which, by the way, I'm very biased in favor, and I wrote the book and introduced products, is a complete family of product that is rich in the gamma tocopherol, will most likely, in my opinion, produce major benefits for heart disease, but we know that's the one that shows the greatest promise for prostate cancer, and it's one that shows the greatest promise for neurodegenerative diseases because it fights the nitrogen radicals.
Okay, well, let me just take a step back and make sure that the audience is following us here. Vitamin E, for you folks out there who may not have listened to our show before, vitamin E is a complex mixture of things. It's eight different isomers. There's four tocopherol isomers, and there's four tocotrienol isomers. And this is what makes up natural vitamin E. And what we're talking about here is that the emphasis used to only be on the alpha. Now, we've been recommending for a long time now that the way to go is with what we call mixed tocopherols. Mixed tocopherols contain some of each. Not all products in the past that were labeled mixed tocopherols had as much of the other isomers as some, but still, that was the way to go. What we said, Dr. Pappas, at the beginning of the first hour, we talked about what people might do who are taking a good broad-spectrum multivitamin that already contains anywhere from 100 to 400 IUs of the alpha tocopherol. And we suggested that, look, if you're going to take an additional vitamin E supplement, perhaps the best thing to do is, rather than take some additional D-alpha tocopherol, you should be taking a product that's rich in the other components of vitamin E. And we mentioned a number of products that would fall into that category. We mentioned the two from Yasu, which is the company that you're involved with. We mentioned Maxi Gamma, and we mentioned vitamin E factor 100-100. And what we were suggesting is that this is a way to make sure that you don't lose the benefit, the potential benefits of these other valuable components of vitamin E, and get scared off because of the D-alpha. Do you think that makes good sense?
Actually, it makes a lot of sense. We know and show it ourselves, and other people have shown it, that if we take only alpha, we essentially weed the gamma out of the body. Actually, the authors of the HOPE 2 study, that kind of guessing why they didn't see what they were expecting, they specifically mentioned this fact, which was known for some time ago. So really taking additional mixed tocopherols, especially high in gamma, not only avoids any concern about high IUs, but definitely improves the utilization and the benefits of vitamin E. The complex works much better than alpha alone. The evidence that is coming is so strong. We saw it in the latest publication on the prostate cancer. They said that it has to be high gamma and high alpha together. That's when they saw the best benefit.
Okay. All right. Look, we have to take a short break. We'll continue this discussion when we get back. The phone number here, in case we get an opening a little bit later on, is 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, especially vitamin E, you feel free to give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And this is Dr. Richard Podell.
Along with Dr. Pappas, we'll be back in just a moment. Country Life has a new product to help fight osteoporosis. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D. This unique vegetarian capsule formula combines absorption, convenience, and low cost. In Target Men's, Country Life developed a multiple carrier system that enhances the absorption of calcium. They combine calcium hydroxyapatite, calcium citrate, calcium lysinate, calcium aspartate, and calcium alpha-ketoglutarate. The hydroxyapatite form provides phosphorus as well as calcium, which is shown in a recent study to also increase bone strength. The citrate form is very absorbable, and the lysine and aspartic acid carriers also assist in bone health. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D vegetarian capsules deliver 1,000 milligrams of calcium, 500 milligrams magnesium, 500 milligrams phosphorus, and 400 IUs of vitamin D in just four convenient vegetarian capsules. That's Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D vegetarian capsules from Country Life, available at the Wilner Chemists.
In 1947, while the world was discovering junk food, some of us took a different path. We decided being well was more than just not being sick. that what went into our bodies helped determine the wellness of our bodies. And to make that wellness our way of life, we created Solgar Vitamins. Made in small batches for greater freshness, bottled in amber glass for greater protection, tested and retested to ensure their potency and purity. No wonder Solgar is the number one brand of nutritional supplements in leading natural health food stores and considered the gold standard by any standard. So if you're ready to make wellness even more a part of your life, look for the distinctive gold Solgar line in your nearest health food store and ask their nutritional experts about Solgar. They'll tell you wellness has been Solgar's way of life since 1947.
Are you looking for a way to strengthen your immune system over the winter? Do what many medical and nutritional experts do. Supplement with probiotics. They know that in addition to improving intestinal health, probiotic supplements are powerful immune system boosters. Pharmax, a worldwide leader in probiotic technology, has just introduced a series of clinically proven condition-specific probiotic supplements, the HLC line. The HLC high-potency capsules would be a perfect way to kickstart your immune system. All you need is one Pharmax HLC high-potency capsule a day. There's more. Another HLC product is Travel Guard, a unique combination of probiotics, essential oils, and garlic extract to help prevent traveler's tummy. And there's the innovative drinking straw with HLC probiotics coated on the inside. They're released when you sip through the straw. What a great product for the kids. Check out the entire line of Pharmax HLC probiotic supplements at Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes, Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest, the vitamin E expert, Dr. Andreas Pappas. Dr. Pappas, one thing that we wanted to explore in a little bit more detail, when you mentioned this briefly a few moments ago, both Dr. Podell and Sam Forbes, their ears perked up. It relates to the interrelationship between the alpha tocopherol and the gamma. Now, I know. In fact, I'm looking up on the health notes, which we recommend everybody, and I see a comment there. It says, in addition, some research has shown that supplementation with large amounts of alpha tocopherol, such as 1,200 IUs per day, increases the breakdown and decreases blood levels of gamma tocopherol. And you said something about that as well during the first hour. Dr. Podell, did you want to add?
Yeah, I was on the web and looking at the National Library of Medicine. It would appear, as far as I can see, that if you take too much, this is an old story now, we've heard this with vitamin C and so on, if you take too much of any one sort of antioxidant, it can have blocking effects on other antioxidants. So the question is, Dr. Pappas, is this true, that if you take simply a high-dose alpha-tocopherol, might that actually reduce your ability to take in gamma-tocopherol? That's one part of my question. And the second part is, if you see something that says natural vitamin E, does that mean it necessarily has gamma? Because what Sam is pointing out to me, that you can synthesize, in effect, a natural alpha, DL-alpha tocopherol. They'll call it natural, but it doesn't have the mixed tocopherols. Now, I'm not sure if that's true. Don's shaking his head no.
Okay. Okay. Well, let me answer the first question first, because the both questions have a good basis. It has been shown since the 70s, actually, that high levels of alpha will decrease the amount of gamma in the body, actually deplete it almost completely. This was a study in humans that they were taking biopsies, samples from the adipose tissue, and they found that after 1 year of supplementation with alpha, there was practically no detectable level of gamma. Since then, we confirmed that many people, including in our research, looking mostly at, of course, elective surgery and tissue and looking at the blood. So this was known, but it was not considered very important because at that time we thought that only the alpha tocopherol was important and the other ones were useless in the body anyhow. Well, we have learned a lot since then, and the what you said that taking one at a high level from a complex of antioxidants, that's absolutely very true. That's probably what killed beta-carotene, looking at this effect in the body, because we looked at beta-carotene at extremely high level and we neutralized the effects of other carotenoids. Actually, when I advise people on antioxidants, unless there is a specific, well-defined need for a high level of one antioxidant, somebody has a malabsorption, somebody has a specific need, taking a wide spectrum and avoiding excessive levels is the best way to get the benefit. And extremely high levels of alpha, or even high levels of alpha, have been shown to deplete the body, not only of the gamma, but also of the delta and the tocotrienols. So this is probably one of the biggest reasons for some of the surprising results. Going to your second question, if you hear that the trial at Canada and the other ones were with natural vitamin E, that implies D-alpha tocopherol, but it does not mean the whole complex of tocopherols and tocotrienols. In all these studies, there has been used only the alpha tocopherol. Unfortunately, we don't have major studies yet with the mixed tocopherols, which in some small experiments show extreme promise. And natural alpha tocopherol is usually referred as natural vitamin E, but the real natural vitamin is the one that has the whole complex.
So what people should look for on the label is mixed tocopherol. Right, it has to have the word mixed.
That's correct. Okay, and of course now they're all, you know, we're actually labeling the amounts of the various isomers. However, I got to interrupt because it's time for a quick break along with a traffic update. This is Don Goldberg.
Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Podell to still give us a plug.
Along with Dr. Pappas, and we'll be back in just a moment.
What are lignans? They are a type of naturally occurring phytoestrogen found in plants, especially in flaxseed. There is a great deal of interest in lignans due to their roles in supporting cardiovascular function, prostate health, bone health, healthy cell replication, and hormone balance, particularly estrogen metabolism. The problem is finding a good source. Lignans are present in flaxseed, but not flaxseed oil, unless some is added back to the oil afterwards. Now, for the first time, a standardized, stable, and convenient source of flax lignans is available in supplement form. It's called Flax Essence from Jarrow Formulas. Each capsule contains the equivalent of 40 milligrams of lignin. The name of the product, again, is Flax Essence Capsules from Jarrow Formulas. Standardized flax lignans in capsules today. Jarrow's Flax Essence from Wilner Chemists. The entire Jarrow line is available from Wilner Chemists at 20% off list price.
Okay, and now for a quick check on the weather.
Good afternoon. I'm Diane D'Oliveira at the WOR Traffic Desk in Nassau County on the westbound Southern State Parkway. There's an accident at exit 27 in North Wantagh blocking the left and center lanes. LaGuardia Airport has up to 30-minute delays on arrivals. Newark Airport has up to one-hour delays on arrivals because of the weather. So if you're picking someone up, definitely call ahead of time. Also in Newark, westbound Raymond Boulevard is closed from Freeman Street to Oxford Street with police activity. Traffic is being diverted to Brill Street. On the southbound Garden State Parkway, there's a crash after exit 135 in Clark. In Morris County, eastbound Route 80, there's an accident at exit 34 for Route 15 in Wharton. Crossing the Hudson River, the inbound Holland is fine, as well as the Lincoln. The George Washington Bridge upper deck, 5 minutes, no problems downstairs or outbound. The outbound Lincoln, 10 minutes. The Holland is 25 minutes. The Tappan Zee Bridge has a speed restriction of 45 miles per hour. This report brought to you by Lee Miles. If your car has a transmission problem, don't take chances. Take it to Lee Miles, the most trusted name in transmissions. Call 1-800-LEE-MILES. I'm Diane D'Oliveira, WOR Traffic.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemist is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal. And downtown at 253 Broadway, across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com. And they have one of the best mail order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This, indeed, is Don Goldberg. You're listening to The Wilner Window. I'm here with Sam Forbes, Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest, Dr. Andreas Pappas. Now, we're running out of time, and I have a lot of things we want to talk about. We have people on the phone, so I'm going to try to move along fairly quickly. Dr. Pappas, before we take the first call, why don't we try to briefly... We're telling people basically that we have alpha tocopherol to worry about. We have gamma tocopherol, which is one of the other isomers to worry about. And we also mentioned tocotrienols. You briefly explained what the benefit of gamma tocopherol was. Am I correct in saying that it seems to be of most value in inflammation related problems?
Absolutely. Inflammation is number one. Actually, all this concern we have about Vioxx affecting COX-2, gamma tocopherol is anti-inflammatory in the same similar manner as some of these strong, powerful drugs, but it's much safer. So gamma tocopherol is anti-inflammatory, so also it fights the nitrogen radicals, which are believed to be the major radicals harming the neurological system. So it may show promise for neurological protection, and of course we have the prostate function, which very promising data from the National Cancer Institute as late as a few weeks ago.
Okay, and to tie it into what we discussed during the first hour, for those of you who want a product that is primarily rich in the gamma tocopherol, you do have options out there. Yasu Health has a product called Maxi Gamma, which contains about 500 milligrams of the gamma tocopherol, a little bit of delta, a little bit of beta, and only 50 milligrams of the alpha. Just to be fair, I believe, let's see, Jarrow has one, for example, not quite as high a potency in the gamma. It's a 300 milligrams. So if you wanted the extra gamma, those are two products that you could take. Okay, but now what about tocotrienols, Dr. Pappas? When would we want to make sure we're getting extra tocotrienols?
Of course, you were kind enough to mention the 100-100. There is tocotrienols there. In our 400-400, we have tocotrienols. Tocotrienols are really getting a lot of attention in two areas: breast cancer and cardiovascular health, with emphasis on cholesterol health. So that's the two areas. Unfortunately, we don't have the bulk of the trials that we want, but there are some initial trials that show very great promise in this area.
Okay, well, you mentioned the vitamin E factor is 400-400. What I pointed out to folks is that you also have a 100-100, which to me, if you're taking a good multi, like my favorite multi or Wildvite or something, and you're already getting 300 or 400 of the alpha tocopherol, you may want to go with 100-100 to avoid getting too much more. But you also, I don't have it here in front of me, but don't you also have a product that is just richer in tocotrienols?
Absolutely. We call it tocotrienols, and it supply 68 milligrams of tovotrienol. It's the richest tovotrienol product on the market. It is very rich in the gamma tocotrienol, which also received a lot of attention for its effect on breast cancer and of course, cholesterol health.
Okay. All right. Now, I think the next caller is going to touch on how much is too much. So why don't we take that call, and it'll give us an excuse to perhaps put that to rest. Okay. Steve from Wayne, we lost you before, I think. It's good we got you back. How can we help you here?
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I take, first thing in the morning, I take a multivitamin, which has the vitamin E in it. Then later on during the course of the day, I'll take a another supplement which has 400 IUs. And on the label, it says that's 1,333% of what the daily recommended recommended amount is. I also eat during the course of the day lots of foods high in vitamin E. And most of the news that I'm hearing lately is saying, don't take so much vitamin E. What is too much? I'm extremely athletic. I'm young. I'm 36. I'm on a bicycle racing team. And when I'm done training or racing, I'm literally sodium encrusted. I got the white deposits all over my face from doing that. And I know I'm burning. I don't know what I'm burning, but I know I'm burning a lot.
Okay. All right. Well, and we've kind of answered that, but let's give Dr. Pappas a chance to try to put this into proper perspective and give you a meaningful response. Dr. Pappas?
Well, let me start with something that nobody can challenge. The Institute of Medicine specifies that 1,000 milligrams of the vitamin E, it's the upper safe level. If we take it as natural alpha tocopherol, that's close to 1,500 IUs. In my opinion, nobody needs to take that level unless they have a special need. A special need can be anything from absorption, specific conditions, Alzheimer's, and so on. The one observation I will make about Steve is that I didn't hear him taking mixed tocopherols, and I think if I was going to make a suggestion for him, I would definitely emphasize to take additional mixed tocopherols, because any concern he has will go away. There is no, there is the taking the mixture is safe. He doesn't need to worry about taking too much from the food, because even from the best diet, we don't get more than 20, 30 milligrams of vitamin E.
Yeah, well, the government has come out and said, the government or a government, it's one of the agencies, that we don't get enough vitamin E. I mean, they've come out and said this from the diet, so that we should be taking supplements. But I think your point is exactly what I wanted to say. Steve, I think you need to be concerned more about the fact that the particular products that you're taking might be giving you a lot of alpha tocopherol and not enough of the other isomers, more than you need to be concerned about the amount of vitamin E per se. I think you should take a look, and this applies to all of you out there. This is why we started off the show with the discussion that we did. I pointed out to you that the good broad-spectrum multivitamin products can vary quite a bit in how much alpha tocopherol. So you need to sit down, Steve, and look at the products that you've chosen to take. I'm sure you have good reason, but there may be other products that you could switch to that will give you more of a balanced tocopherol blend rather than just a lot of the alpha tocopherol. Not because you need to worry about toxicity, but because you're not really getting as much benefit from vitamin E, quote-unquote vitamin E, or the family of vitamin E products, as you could be getting. Well, Sam?
Yeah, would I be wrong, or if I was Steve and taking, let's say, D-alpha tocopherol, a certain amount, Dr. Pappas, if someone's taking 400 IU, what would be like a ratio of let's say, D-alpha tocopherol to, let's say, gamma?
Well,
am I off the track there?
No, you are not, absolutely not. The reason we called our products 400, 400, 100, 100, we wanted to have at least a guidance of one to one, measuring the same.
One to one.
Yeah. Well, but that's not, you know, you don't have to be, you know, absolute, but you need to have at least as much of the non-alpha as alpha. Please keep in mind that when we say 400 IUs of the alpha in milligrams is less, it's like 267, right. Because you saw, you know, when we say 400, we really, the balance is in favor of the other ones, because the IUs, as I mentioned, inflates the milligrams of the...
Yeah, so like in the 100-100, you're getting 100 IUs of D-alpha, 5 milligrams of the beta, 22 milligrams of the delta, and 64 milligrams of the gamma, okay? So plus you're getting some tocotrienols in there,
exactly,
as well. Okay.
Exactly, and only 67 of the alpha. So if you sum up the other ones, 100, and it's only 67 of the alpha, you know.
Yeah. You see, yeah, folks, that's a good point. You see, it says 100 IUs of D-alpha, but 100 IUs of natural D-alpha is only about 60-some milligrams in terms of weight.
That's correct.
And this, of course, you know, we talked about this last week when Arnie mentioned vitamin E. It's because, you know, originally they used the DL alpha as the standard for biological activity, and right off the bat they knew they know that the natural is more potent. So from a milligram to milligram basis, you get more units for the same weight of the natural. Mm-hmm. Of course, now, and Dr. Pappas, you can correct me, they're actually ready, are they reevaluating that? The natural has been shown to be even more than what 1.3?
Actually, it's accepted officially now to be twice as strong.
Well,
it's officially accepted by the National Research Council. And just one comment that you mentioned, what we are learning on the way from the natural, I think we have to keep that in mind. We are learning a lot about vitamin E, and the picture is really getting better and better, not worse, despite some of the news that we heard recently. We are learning about many more benefits of the other tocopherols and the tocotrienols.
Okay, thank you, and thank you for that call, Steve. We're going to take a break in just a moment. I'm going to depart from our schedule so we can squeeze as much information in as possible. Before we take the break, I'm going to just remind you that there is a big, big sale now in effect at Wilner Chemists. Solgar, the entire line, is 40% off list price. Wow, what a deal. Desert Essence, 30 off. Nature's Answer and Nature's Way Herbals on sale, 25% off. So be sure to take advantage of these great discounts at Wilner Chemists. I'm not going to tell you where Wilner is. You know where it is. I'm not going to tell you what the phone number is. You should know it by now. If you don't, look us up on the web, www.wilner.com. Okay, and when we get back, we're going to hear from Dr. Podell, and then get back to Dr. Pappas and the phones. Are we having fun, folks, or what? So it is time for a short break. The number, I'm not going to give the number because I think we have a full... I'll give the number one time. I'll compromise. 1-800-321-0710. Okay, this is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we're here with Dr. Andreas Pappas. We'll be back in just a moment.
Every cell in your body has a job to do.
Brain cell,
heart cell,
liver cell,
breast cell,
prostate cell,
intestinal cell,
lung cell.
Every cell. How well each cell does its job plays a critical role in determining your good health. So it stands to reason that you should protect each cell. And that's exactly what Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract does. Kyolic uses only organically grown garlic. In its unique aging process, this raw garlic is converted into immune activators and cell protectors, including carboline, F4, SMAC, and fructosyl arginine. These vital compounds are not present in fresh garlic or in ordinary supplements, which is not surprising since only Kyolic holds several U.S. patents. And more garlic supplement studies in the United States have been conducted using Kyolic than all other supplements combined, because scientists know Kyolic works. Look for America's number one cell protector, Kyolic, where quality natural supplements are sold.
If all you want to hear is rosy marketing hype about the next miracle vitamin pill, you don't want to buy the new book by Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, The Best Supplements for Your Health. But if you want the truth about nutritional supplements, then this is the book for you. The Best Supplements for Your Health is a comprehensive guide to choosing and using nutritional and herbal supplements.
With insight and brutal honesty, Don and Arnie tell you how to achieve optimal health and alleviate various health problems through the proper use of nutritional supplements. With over 400 pages of information and product-specific recommendations, The Best Supplements for Your Health is the perfect practical reference book. For more information, check the website www.bestsupplementsforyourhealth.com. Looking for the perfect gift? Consider giving The Best Supplements for Your Health. Available at major bookstores, online, from Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and from Wilner Chemists. The Best Supplements for Your Health, a Twin Streams book from Kensington Publishing.
In a special cooperative effort with Russian researchers, Allergy Research Group has brought a special immune-enhancing product to the United States. It's called Delta Immune, and it consists of specially prepared cell wall fragments from a strain of Lactobacillus rhamnosus. It does not contain live bacteria like other probiotic supplements. Instead, the Delta Immune Lactobacillus is cultured and then the cell walls are broken apart, freeing the immune active proteins that are usually sequestered inside the cells. This results in a much more powerful immune system stimulating function. Clinical testing in St. Petersburg, Russia confirmed its immune boosting power. Now, after 25 years of successful use in Russia, Delta Immune is available in the United States. Delta Immune from Allergy Research Group, now available from Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, folks, welcome back. This is Don Goldberg. You're listening to The Wilner Window. I'm here with Dr. Andreas Pappas, our special guests, and our two co-hosts, Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. Before we get back to Dr. Pappas and our callers, first, I've been scolded soundly by Sam Forbes for not giving the Wilner Chemists a telephone number. I guess he's right. So before we continue, let me tell you that if you want to get a hold of us at Wilner Chemists, the phone number is 1-800-633-1106. Okay, that's Wilner Chemists. Okay, will you forgive me now, Sam? I did my...
Well,
my
I will
job.
Forgive you if you, as long as you also mention that if they want to get a new catalog, which will be coming out soon, they can choose option number 3, and they can give their name and address, and we'll
you know
send
what?
Them a catalog.
I'm not going to mention that, Sam. I'm just going to leave it with the phone
leave
number.
Leave it as it
okay,
is?
Yeah.
Okay.
So make believe you didn't hear that.
Or if they can, they can visit our website at www.wilner2ls.com.
Okay. I guess we'll let you say that. All right.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Now, also, before we continue, I think it's important that we point out that our guest, our host, Dr. Richard Podell, is someone special here. You know, there are times when a conventional medical doctor just won't cut it. You know, you need someone who knows both conventional medicine as well as alternative medicine, which is a very hard thing to find. Someone who's able to combine the best of both worlds, often able to solve problems that using one or the other alone will not do. Someone like our co-host, as I said, Dr. Richard Podell. And I would like to give him an opportunity to tell you how to reach him and what he does and where he is and so forth. Dr. Podell.
Well, thanks very much. Lovely to be here, as usual. This is the time when I tell you about myself sort of briefly. We are in an integrative medicine practice, we being Wendy King, my nurse practitioner, and I. Wendy's in charge of our autism and our pediatric behavioral and our scientific research programs. And I'm in charge of dealing with people with complicated health problems, which include chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, headaches, irritable bowel syndrome, depression, stress-related disorders. And what do all these have in common? Well, basically, it means that in addition to standard medical diagnosis and therapies, you often have to try to support the body's natural healing systems, identify the obstacles that are preventing healing from happening, and using nutrition, herbs, or mind-body medicine to remove those obstacles and to get the healing process moving forward again. We feel very strongly that the combined approach of natural holistic support for healing systems together with standard medical therapies is much more effective for people with complex problems of every sort. So those folks who want to see us, we are in New Jersey. We're in Springfield, New Jersey, and Somerset, New Jersey. Our telephone number is 973-218-9191. That's 973-218-9191. Check us out on the web at Dr. Podell, drpodell.org.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Podell. All right, let's try to get it as much information as possible while we still have Dr. Pappas on the line. Let's talk to Ann in Golden's Bridge, New York. Welcome to the Wilner Window. What can we do for you?
Thank you very much. I enjoy your radio program. I have your book. I use your catalog, and I'm so grateful for your professional guidance.
Well, thank you.
What I want to know is I take the Solaraze Vitamin E Dry, 400 milligrams, and it does say mixed tocopherols, but when you look on the back, it just has 400 IU. It doesn't say how much of the beta, the gamma, and the delta. And I wondered, is the dry better than the oil-based one?
A very good question. Dr. Pappas, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, first question I would have, is there truly a 400 IU dry vitamin E that is indeed a mixed tocopherol?
No, but not that I know of.
That's what
usually
I call
the dry is a succinate, and it's practically 99.9%. Unfortunately, this mixed tocopherol abuse is not only, many products now will list on the label as mixed tocopherols. You have to go back to the supplement facts, and if you don't see a healthy amount of gamma tocopherol, then you know that really is not a mixed tocopherol product.
Okay.
It definitely has to have it on there, doctor.
Absolutely.
We mentioned earlier. I mentioned very briefly that you had to be a little bit careful with the labeling of mixed tocopherols, and this is a good case in point. Especially nowadays, if you want to really be sure that you're getting mixed tocopherols, I would say you should only trust a label that gives you a breakdown of the actual quantitative makeup of the mixed tocopherols. Especially, you see, as soon as you said that, my eyebrows went up because, as Dr. Pappas mentioned, the succinate is not a mixed tocopherol. And the mixed tocopherols is an oily material, so it'd be hard to put 400 IUs of mixed tocopherols into a dry product. But of course there is another question here. Some people claim that the succinate does have certain unique value. Dr. Pappas, is there any benefit of the succinate form over a regular D-alpha tocopherol?
The only benefit that people have been proposing is for some anti-cancer benefits, really treating cancer patients. In the test tube, the succinate seems to be more effective than the alpha tocopherol or tocopherols in inhibiting the growth of cancer cells. The question is, if we consume the succinate, that really goes succinate to our tissues, because we know in the gut, our digestive system will break it down and will absorb it as tocopherol. So that's really a very controversial area without clear evidence. But other than that, there is no advantage of taking. Actually, maybe some disadvantage is not as effective in being absorbed as the other forms.
Okay, so I think the lesson to be learned from your call, or from your question, Ann, is that knowing now how much more important it is that we make sure that we get the other forms, it makes it all that much more important that we read these labels carefully and look for proof on the label that they do indeed contain the mixed tocopherol. Sam?
Well, I agree with you entirely. The only thing is that you're talking about maybe 99% of the vitamin E mixed tocopherol products on the market just say mixed tocopherol. They don't actually make a breakdown, and hopefully there'll be a movement towards breaking it down and forcing manufacturers to indicate how much of some of the...
That's right.
But you know, obviously, mixtecofol, natural mixtecofol is better than just D-alpha, but if you can get a product, for instance, the family product from Jarrow, the Yasu products, that indicate how much of each tecofol, then get it.
I think you're absolutely right, Sam, and I think the pressure is on these companies to be more forthright about how they're labeling it, because obviously we're telling people, and I hope other people are telling people, that that's what you got to look for, okay? Okay, thank you for the call, Ann. Let's try to take one more vitamin E question. Tony from Brooklyn, we may have already answered your question, but why don't you go ahead and give it a shot?
Okay, this is a question for Dr. Pappas. How much one should take of his products a day? Because I'm taking 1,000 milligrams of vitamin E right now, and I would like to know if I take his 100-100 or the 400-400, how much should one take a day?
In my opinion, the 400-400 for somebody that has to have a special need is the most balanced of the other ones. If for some reason, as Don said, you are getting a lot of alpha from other supplements, then the Maxi Gamma is your choice.
Okay. So you see, to answer that question, Tony, you really have to kind of first look at the form that you want to be using. You have to look at the total amount of vitamin E. In other words, look at what you might be getting in your multivitamin and your antioxidant supplement and so mm-hmm. forth, and then try to come up with a balance which would be similar to the 400-400 type product from Yasu, okay? But if you're already getting 400 of D-alpha, for example, in your multi, then you might want to, instead of using the 400-400, you might want to offset that D-alpha by going to the Yasu Maxi Gamma, for example, and use that to kind of bring the ratio back to where you want it. So
yeah, but Tony says he was taking 1,000, I think.
Well, okay, but fine. So you may want to take one 400 and one Maxi Gamma or something,
right,
along with whatever is in his multi, or one Gamma and maybe one or two 100-100s.
Right.
You see, that's what I'm saying. You can kind of mix and match to get that ratio back to where you want it. Does that make sense, Dr. Pappas?
Makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of the point is, make sure you get a lot of non-alpha along with your alpha.
Okay, and like I said, I put, you know, if you want to see the breakdown of some of the products that we've been talking about, go to our website, www.wilner.com, and I actually put a breakdown of the composition of most of the products that we have just discussed, okay? And I think Yasu has an excellent website also. Just don't buy the products there, but they have some good information on the website. Dr. Pappas explained the differences between these various isomers on there. So what's your web address, Dr. Pappas? Yasu.com?
Yes, Yasu.com, and they will buy from you because you sell cheaper than we do.
That's right. My prices are better than yours. Okay. Let's wait for the crescendo to peak here. There we go. Okay. First, I want to thank Dr. Pappas for being our guest. We enjoyed having you with us, as always.
Great to be with you and all your group there.
Okay. We've enjoyed spending time with all of you listeners as well, and we hope you've enjoyed it and found it informative. You're invited to visit us at either Wilner Chemist store in Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, or downtown at 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals. On